I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The international community is urging Palestine and Israel to lower the civil war tensions in the Middle East. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says many believers have fled the region, waiting to return when things settle down. Mueller says for those who've remained,
Open Doors has continued to nurture its contacts in the region. We continue to ask the questions of what's necessary for the survival of the church, and we go and get those resources, training, books, encouragement. Just letting the world know that there's a church there and that they need to be prayed for is a vital need of the local church in Palestine.
We turn next to Bhutan, where Voice of the Martyrs says two Christians have been sentenced to over 3 years in jail because of their Christian witness. Prior to sentencing, the pair had been in prison without trial for 6 months. They were given 10 days to appeal for bail and then to fight the case with the help of a prominent lawyer. A VOM contact says one of the men had been an active evangelist throughout the country, concentrating on reaching Buddhist monks for Christ. And providing humanitarian relief is a great way to see doors open to the gospel. Buckner Orphan Care International is celebrating their 7th year for their Shoes for Orphan Souls program. Buckner's Amy Norton says they've handed out more than 1.5 million pairs of shoes. Norton says this program does more than meet a physical need.
In many of the Muslim countries, we've always had the doors open to us to be able to go in and share why we're there. Not only does the Lord love you, but explain about a relationship with him, and it's just such an easy way to be able to share the gospel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today, a free gift we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.